Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Wednesday, May 9th, 2018. On this day in 1950, Robert Schuman presented his proposals on the creation of an organized Europe, which, according to him, was indispensable to the maintenance of peaceful relations. This proposal, known as the Schuman Declaration, is considered by some people to be the beginning of the creation of what is now the European Union. The East Side Gallery is expected to be a topic in the Berlin State Parliament this Wednesday. The Asset Management Subcommittee will discuss the free transfer of land with parts of the former GDR border facility to the Berlin Wall Foundation. The recommendation for a resolution will then be on the agenda of the main committee of the House of Representatives in the afternoon. Only then can a final decision be taken in Parliament. At the end of March, the Red-Red-Green Senate decided to transfer the gallery, including the state-owned properties Parc an der Spree and the East Side Park on the former Death Strip near the Oberbaumbrücke, to the Wall Foundation. It is the longest remaining section of the wall that divided East and West Berlin from 1961 to 1989. On the eastern side of Mühlenstrasse, shortly after the fall of the wall, artists painted the gray concrete wall over a length of 1.3 kilometers, and it soon became a tourist attraction. The director of the Wall Foundation, Axel Klausmeier, told the German press agency that once all conditions have been met, a plan to preserve the structure will be initiated immediately, including regular cleaning as well as long-term preservation. Airport Supervisory Board Chairman Rainer Bretschneider is convinced that the opening of the new capital airport, BER, does not have to be postponed again, remarking that the main building will go into operation in 2020. Accordingly, a new terminal is to be built next to the main building in order to have sufficient capacity for the start of flight operations. This terminal is to be built relatively inexpensively. Bretschneider said, "Beauty is debatable. It's important to me that we finish." On Friday, after the meeting of the supervisory board, it was announced that other important construction companies had agreed to fixed schedules. Bosch has promised to complete its work on the security technology in the terminal, including the expert tests, by February of 2019. Siemens will also program the corresponding control system by the end of the year. After the supervisory board meeting, airport CEO Engelbert Lütke-Daldrup explained that these agreements would help keep the date for commissioning in October of 2020 safe. One of the winners of the Aachen Peace Prize this year is the Berlin activist group PENG Collective. The Peace Prize initiative announced on Tuesday, PENG is honored for its courageous, creative, and humorous actions on the internet and in the media. Members of the art collective infiltrate events with false identities, launch fake campaigns, denounce injustices, and expose political absurdities. A large emphasis is on peace topics. Among other things, the collective spread an excuse for the Hartz-IV laws on behalf of the Federal Ministry of Labor. It announced the recall of all Heckler Koch weapons in the USA and warned of the dangers of German foreign military missions on a website based on the German Army's advertising page. PENG activists also awarded a fake weapon industry-sponsored peace prize to an arms manager. 2 years ago, a cake was thrown in the face of the then AfD deputy chief Beatrix von Storch under the motto Totaler Krieg, Torte al Vor, shortly before the right-wing politician had publicly stated that weapons should be used against refugees crossing the border. The award of the Aachen Peace Prize is aimed to strengthen the artists in their work and encourage as many people as possible to imitate and participate. The prize has been awarded since 1988 to people who work for peace and international understanding in their communities. It's supported by around 50 church, political, trade union, and social groups, as well as around 350 individuals who are members of the Aachen Peace Prize Association. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. You can also find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.